With KECU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Local voters are paying attention to California's election results. Since the Golden State's primary was earlier this year, many voters felt their voice really counted this time around. KECU's Erica Mahoney joins me in studio. So you visited a polling station in Santa Cruz County. What was the turnout like?
Yeah, I visited a polling place in Aptos at an assisted living facility. It was busy. There was a steady stream of people coming in to either drop off their ballot or vote in person. The polling place covered two precincts. I spoke with both inspectors who said they've worked in many elections, yet this was one of the most energetic and active elections they've experienced in a while.
Did you get to speak with any first-time voters?
Yeah, and when they mentioned they were voting for the first time, all of the poll workers would clap and applaud. I spoke with Rafael Vargas. He's 19 and a second-generation Mexican-American. He attends Cabrillo College, which is near the polling place. He said when everyone started applauding for him, he got a bit flustered, but that it meant a lot. Here's Vargas.
I got really red-faced, but it made me feel good that there's, like, you know, a room full of people that are happy that I'm voting.
I also spoke with Allison Zuleta, a new voter as well. She's the first in her family to attend college. Her mom is from Mexico. Zuleta said she voted for Bernie Sanders.
He cares about working people. I think it's important to acknowledge those who are underrepresented and don't have a voice or disenfranchised.
Was it mostly Bernie Sanders supporters at this particular polling place?
No, not necessarily. I'd say most of the younger voters I spoke with voted for the Vermont senator, who identifies as a Democratic Socialist. But for older voters, it was a mix. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. Biden got endorsements from Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, both of whom dropped out right before our primary. And I will say several people mentioned they had to rethink their choice last minute because of this.
So that's what people shared about the Democratic presidential primary. Were voters keen on telling you how they voted in local races?
Definitely. And a few mentioned that the local contests are just as important as the national ones. I spoke with Rebecca Downing right before she cast her ballot. When it came to the county supervisor race for her district, District 2, she voted for Zach Friend, the incumbent. She also said she's voting for Democrat incumbent Jimmy Panetta in the 20th congressional district race. Panetta is the son of longtime local congressman and Washington insider Leon Panetta. Here's Downing on Jimmy Panetta.
You don't love dynasties, but sometimes that institutional memory is passed down and the call to service. So that's not a bad thing.
She did mention she'd like to see California have a bigger voice in Washington.
And what would you say are the top three issues you kept hearing about from voters?
I would say the environment and climate change, plus housing and healthcare, not in any particular order.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
That's KECU's Erica Mahoney giving us just a taste of how voters made their mark at one polling station in the Monterey Bay area. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KECU News.